How many of you guys remember that old Sunday school song that goes, I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly or soar with the enemy, but I am in the Lord's army. Yes, sir. That's a cool song. That's what I want to talk about today just a little bit, what it's like to be in the Lord's army. You know, the world we live in today is it's a crazy place. It's hard to get comfortable up here. There we go. It's better. The world we live in today is a crazy place. There's all kinds of wars and conflicts going on today. You know, we all know about what's going on over in Israel right now. For the past month, they've been having this big to-do over there. Between Russia and the Ukraine, there's stuff going on. There's fighting going on. Iraq is basically having a civil war at the moment. There's crazy things happening over in Pakistan and Afghanistan, Africa. There's lots of turmoil happening. And it's easy to think that those places are a long way away from here, are far away from us. But yet, there's a battle that rages all around us right here in America, right here in Fullerton, and perhaps right in our homes. And I'm talking about a spiritual battle that's going on all around us. Did it turn on? Is it working? There we go. Okay, wait, I got to build up to this. Okay. Now, this is the extent of my PowerPoint. This is the best part of it, so here we go. Don't get any more impressed. I'm not going to have little characters moving across the screen. So there's a battle raging all around us. I found this story in the New York Times. Wait a minute. I found this story in the New York Times. This is dated June 9th, 2014. So this is just, you know, a couple months ago. And it says this: for 40 years, evangelicals at Badawan College in Maine have gathered to study the Bible together, to pray and to worship. After this summer, the Badawan Christian Fellowship will no longer be recognized by the college. In a collision between religious freedom and anti-discrimination policies, the student group and its advisors have refused to agree to the college's demand that any student, regardless of his or her religious beliefs, should be able to run for election as a leader of any group, including the Christian Association. The same article goes on to say that right here in California, the Cal State University system, the chancellor is preparing this summer to withdraw official recognition from evangelical